Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
When you saw how broken I was, you could have decided that I wasn't worth the investment. I thank you, Lord, when it looked like I wasn't a good deal, that you kept me when you could have killed me. To God be the glory. I owe you the praise. I must give you the honor. I must give you the glory. I must worship you at all times, in all places, in all ways. Because sometimes you and I are the only ones who know how marred I am in your hands. You don't get to celebrate the touch of the master's hand because the clay is spinning so fast, it doesn't even get to enjoy the touch. You know, it is the combination of the spinning and the touch that forms the vessel. The touch without the spinning would leave a hole. And the spinning without the touch would just be pandemonium without formation. When the text talks about us being like the clay and the potter, Isaiah is saying that we are shaped in the spin. That when God gets ready to make us, he puts us in a spinning environment. We like to do things when things are calm. You know, I like to fish when the waters are calm, early in the morning. It seems fruitful when things are calm. I like to buy property, when the finances and the family and everything is calm. I like to take risk in the calm, but God takes the risk in the crisis, in the spinning. Sometimes it seems like he purposely picks out the worst time in the world to do the most mighty things. He says, Abraham, I'm gonna give you a baby, but not when you feel strong. Not when you're virile and you feel like, yeah, I got this. He said, I'm going to do it when you feel sheepish and vulnerable and your body is good as dead and your wife is past childbearing age. I'm going to do it when your testimony looks stupid. I'm going to do it when it's ridiculous for you to tell anybody I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it in the spin cycle. I'm going to do it with all hell breaking loose. I'm going to do it while everything is spinning. I'm going to do it when your marriage is in the matrix. The clay doesn't get to control the spin. You don't get to choose who you lose. All right, Bishop. You don't get to choose how you're going to be tested. You don't get to choose who's going to get sick or who's going to die or who's going to break your heart or who's going to leave you. You don't even get to choose who you love. Have you ever loved somebody that it was stupid to love? And your mind told you you're a fool. Yeah. And your heart kept saying, ta-tump, ta-tump, ta-tump. And your mind kept saying, shut up, shut up, shut up. I don't like that. You can't control it. It is a spin cycle. Isaiah speaks about this spin cycle. And he speaks about it from a very unique perspective. You see, Jeremiah, when he talks about it, he talks about it from the perspective of the potter. He tells us what the potter is thinking. He tells us that God sent Jeremiah down to the potter's house and said, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will show you a work wrought in a spin cycle. I will show you how God works in the spin. And I will show you that in the spinning, the clay will be marred. And I will let you hear what the potter thinks about the process. I will let you hear the potter decide to keep a broken vessel. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A vessel that he could have thrown away, that he could have discarded, that he could have said, this is too messed up to work with. But I will let you hear the thought process of a potter who makes a decision over a vessel that could have been discarded. And watch him decide to take that vessel that could have been discarded and make it again another. That's what I love about the text. He made it again another. It's an oxymoron. It's a ridiculous statement. He made it again another. Is it it or another? He made it again another. If it's another, it's not it. If it's it, it's not another. But only the potter can take it and make it again another. It is me, but it's not me. I am the same, but I'm not the same. It looks like me, but it's not me. He made it again another. Ooh. And he did it in the spin. I don't even know when it became another, because everything was spinning so. I can't even tell you when I changed. I can't tell you what did it. I can't tell you what hit it, because it did it in the spin. And while I was spinning, I looked around and it was me, but it wasn't me. He's wearing my clothes, but he doesn't have my attitude. He lives in my house, but he doesn't think like me. He parked in my garage, but he has a new attitude. They call me the same name, but I'm not the same guy. And I can't even tell you when it happened, because he did it in the spin cycle. And Jeremiah tells me what the potter thinks about the spin. The potter has control in the spin. He can decide to keep it or discard it. He can decide to reshape it or remake it. His foot controls how fast the spin is. The potter has control in the spin. And I thank you, Lord, that when you could have thrown me off the wheel, when you saw how broken I was, you could have decided that I wasn't worth the investment. I thank you, Lord, when it looked like I wasn't a good deal, that you kept me when you could have killed me. To God be the glory. I owe you the praise. I must give you the honor. I must give you the glory. I must worship you at all times, in all places, in all ways. Because sometimes you and I are the only ones who know how marred I am in your hands. He made it again another vessel, as seemeth good to the potter to make it. He didn't meet with you about me. He didn't ask you about me. He didn't need your vote to bless me. So why am I all up in your face trying to see whether you like me? You don't get to vote on my blessing. The Bible said he did it as seemeth good. He brought me here because it seemed good to the potter to do so. He gave me this position because it seemed good for the potter to do so. And even when you voted against me, he raised me up anyway. Because your vote does not count in his counsel. He made it again another vessel, as seemeth good to the potter to make it. Oh, I want to hear it. This is good. Are you getting anything? I want you to see this part right here. Isaiah doesn't talk about it from the potter's perspective. He talks about it from the position of the angry clay. The angry clay. The bitter clay. The clay that says it is not fair that my mama didn't raise me. The clay that says it is not fair that my father didn't love me. The clay that says it is not fair that I gave my love to somebody who left me. The clay that questions the decision of the potter. Yes. Because everything is topsy-turvy. I love Jeremiah talking about how the potter thought, but I get the most help talking to Isaiah about how the clay felt in the spin cycle. Yes. That everything seems upside down. And that you wonder, was God right? Don't say it. You don't testify about it. But you wonder, did he do the right thing? Why did you take that away from me? You let her die now. The clay wonders, does the potter know what he's doing? The clay complains in the spin cycle. And Isaiah says, who are you to question the potter? Did you make yourself? You wouldn't even have the opportunity to be on the wheel in the spin cycle if the potter hadn't chosen you. He picked you up when you were nothing and gave you a chance when you were nobody. And just because your life is spinning crazy doesn't mean you get to question the spin. So tell your neighbor, don't question the spin. Because it is Isaiah that tells me the mystery of the spin. Oh, God, I wish I had time to preach just like I want to. See, you must understand what the attitude of the clay must be in order to be successful. The attitude of the clay has to remain contented. Contentment. Contentment is not complacency. I'm not telling you to be complacent, to not want anything. Contentment is not complacency. Now, the Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain. But we are told not to be complacent. We're told to be vigilant and always abounding. So how can I have contentment and be vigilant and always abounding? Paul said, I have learned. I have learned whatever state I'm in. I have learned to be contented on the wheel. I have learned to be contented when it's up. I have learned to be contented when it's down. I know how to abound. I know how to abase. I know how to be rich. I know how to be poor. I learned how to be contented without being complacent.
The 2022 International Leadership Summit.
I'm a master builder.
You need to remind yourself, I've been designed to withstand.
Learn from brilliant minds.
The one who broke you can't heal you, but the healer will heal you no matter what broke you.
I'm not impressed by what you know. I'm impressed by what you ask.
Visit thisisils.org to register.
Thank you so much. We listen to the bishop almost every day, every morning early, and he's on our television and blaring through the house. We love it.
Thank you for having the vision.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being obedient to what God has called you to do.
Thank you. Thank yes. you. And a phenomenal job.
How can you be contented without being complacent? How can you be confident when it looks like you're losing? When it looks like you're going backwards? When it looks like it's the wrong time in your life to be single? When it looks like it's a bad time to be starting all over again? How can you be contented when you're in the spin cycle? How can you have a positive attitude? Because this is what Isaiah tells us. He tells us about the angry, bitter clay who questions the spin cycle. And then he says something that I really like. He says something, let me find it here. He says, you might have read over it and missed it. He said, it is not yet a very little while if you stick with the spin. He says, in just a little while, Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field. And the fruitful field shall be esteemed as a forest. Now I want to break that down. Lebanon was known for trees. Lebanon, the cedars of Lebanon built the Temple of Solomon. The cedars of Lebanon were what was shipped in as a fine cedar forest. He says, in a little while, that used to make trees will grow bushes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that used to grow bushes will make trees. In other words, he said, when I get through spinning, I'm going to bring you into a change that the head is going to become the tail, and the tail is going to become the head. Touch somebody, say, yet a little while. God says, I'm not just spinning you to persecute you. I'm spinning you so that I can transition you from faith to faith and from glory to glory, glory to God. Tell somebody, tell them I'm in the spin cycle. When you met me, I was the tail. But when you see me again, I'll be the head. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying to you. I'm in the spin cycle. Glory to God, glory to God. I feel like preaching this thing. Hallelujah. Touch your neighbor and say, keep on spinning. I know you're uncomfortable. I know you're angry. I know you're upset. But you need to learn whatever state you're in to be content, because God has a plan. I need you to help me preach. I don't have time to preach it. Touch 10 people and tell them God has a plan. He has a plan. He has a plan. He has a plan. He has a plan. It feels chaotic, but he has a plan. It feels lonely, but he's got a plan. You feel frustrated, but he's got a plan. You don't understand it, but he's got a plan. You don't understand it, but he's got a plan. He's got a plan over your life. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost about to fall in this place right now. And I want some frustrated clay, some angry clay, some perturbed clay, in spite of your feelings, to open your mouth and give God 30 seconds of praise. What God is trying to break is your normal. He's your normal. He's after your normal. The next verse says, the deaf ears are going to hear. It is not normal for a deaf man to be able to hear. Oh, God. Look at your neighbor and say, it's not going to be normal. Your blessing is not going to be your normal. This is important. You have to choose. Do you want your blessing or do you want your normal? You can't have it both ways. I wish y'all knew how good that was. Some people will walk out on their blessing because they fell in love with their normal, and they will sabotage their blessing so that they can have their normal. But God said, I'm gonna spin you around till you lose control of your normal, because I'm trying to bring you into the next dimension. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but if I'm preaching to you, give God a praise right now. Your neighbor and tell him he's breaking me out of my normal. He's breaking me out of my normal. He's teaching me how to shut my mouth. He's teaching me how to be still. He's teaching me how to hold my peace. The battle is not mine. It belongs to God. Every yoke, I break every barrier, I break every stronghold. Grab your neighbor and shake him. Tell him he's breaking it down. He's breaking it. He's breaking it. He's breaking it. In the spirit of your life. In the spirit of your life. He's breaking it. He's breaking it in the spirit. Open your mouth and give God a praise. He says, the deaf shall hear. And the blind shall see. Now that sounds good until you're the one in the spin. What do you do when God brings you a blessing that challenges how you define yourself? Will you love yourself and lose your blessing? Watch this. If you seek to save your life, you will lose it. But if you will lose your life, you will find it. God says if you will lose your normal, if you'll stop being deaf, if you refuse to be blind, in other words, blind man, if you break your cane and run away your dog, I'll give you your sight. But if you're gonna refuse to be changed, you will lose. God, I feel like I'm talking to somebody. Somebody spin around right fast and help me preach real fast. This is your season to see God work in the spin cycle. This is your season to redefine yourself. This is your season. you to tell another person how you are. I don't want you to make excuses and say, this is how I am. Because God said, I'm going to spin you around till you can't tell up from down. Because I'm getting ready to do a new thing in your life. The former things. Wait a minute. I know I got to quit. I need 100 radical priests that will break out and give him a Holy Ghost praise right now. I mean radical.
To live the life that God Almighty has for you, you must embrace who you are and what you've been given in Christ.
Jesus is the real deal. He's not a shadow. He's not a caricature. He's not a reflection. He is.
Discover Bishop T.D. Jakes' most personal holiday stories. Today, for your gift of any amount, you'll receive the Follow the Star book, in which Bishop shares holiday stories of grace to inspire the soul. With your gift of $100 or more, you will also receive the 2021 Christmas Ornament, a Christmas Blessings Advent Calendar, the powerful Redeemed to Glory three-part teaching, and Follow the Star by Bishop T.D. Jakes. And for your gift of $175 or more, you'll receive the Strong in the Lord Woven Tapestry Wall Art, in addition to the entire Christmas package. You're a new creation in Christ. It's time to see the good destiny that Jesus has for you.
What God has given you needs time to grow up.
Don't wait. Now is your chance. Call or go online today. Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Potter's Touch.